Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander, and you can follow me at RickAlexander_ on Instagram if you want to interact with the show, talk to me, or debate some of my topics, which is what I want to talk about today. I told you guys on an episode last week that I was going to start doing a little bit more content on Instagram, and yet that'll probably continue just because I think people have a lot of downtime, and we're all on Instagram more than we would like to be, probably. Also just found TikTok. That's a good way to kill a whole bunch of hours if you haven't found that yet. But anyway, I made a post on Sunday morning, and I said, okay, so basically now we live in a world where liquor stores are considered essential and public parks, trails, and beaches are not. And really, I was saying that just to draw light to something that I'm, of course, deeply passionate about. And you guys know this has been an underlying theme in my message from the beginning, which is like, I don't think that we need to escape so much. I think we need to spend our time building a life that we don't need to escape from, of course, right? And that's why I highlighted it and I said it in the first place, just because I wanted to create a discussion around that. And interestingly enough, it did, and got shared like 50 something times, which for my relatively small following on Instagram is actually pretty good. And it was very interesting because I was watching the conversations unfold, and I realized that this is something that is very important to me, not the topic, actually some sub-points here within the topic, but just watching people debate their ideas and get passionate about certain things and say why they thought what they thought. It was like very interesting to me. You know, right before this whole lockdown took place, I actually had a plan to release a new talk, and I had a whole bunch of dates where I was going to start giving this talk to people. Of course, that all got canceled, so I'm figuring out what I'm going to do with this content. But the idea is that, like, thinking is a skill in and of itself that you can get better at. You can evolve the way that you're thinking about things. You don't have to accept the way that you learned to think about things when you were younger. And in fact, if you can get some objectivity from your own emotions, you can learn how to think about things more productively. Then what happens is you find yourself in a position where you will improve your life dramatically. If you can improve your thoughts, you'll improve your life. Again, nothing new here. But throughout the last couple of years, I've taken the time to start breaking down what I would consider to be pathologies of thought, right? So, like, what happens in the normal Western mind? Why do we get wrapped around our thoughts so badly, and why does that keep us from prosperity and from success? And so I've been sort of like trying to map out all of these like traps that we find. So, like, you could think about overthinking. That's one. Maybe I'll do an episode on that coming up. I think a lot of people fall into traps of overthinking, and it's like, it doesn't make much sense from the surface. If you're objective to your problems, it's like, well, you'd want to think in solutions, not problems. You can clearly see that you're just wrapping your mind around the problem right now, and you're not getting anywhere. Yet, how hard is that when you're the one that's actually overthinking, right? So the reason I've mapped these out is because I wanted to be able to talk through and articulate and break down how it is that we can notice what we're doing wrong, and then pivot and change course if we should so desire. And so one of the pathologies of thought is that we argue to be right. We don't argue to find truth. Now, this stems from the fact that we evolved in our, you know, through evolution, we evolved to find meaning, not truth, right? It seems to be that part of the inherent human, the sanctity of the human being is that we can find meaning in things. And I've thought a lot and explained a lot in a few essays about why that is, but for today's episode, all that matters is that you understand we did evolve for meaning and we did not evolve for truth, which means you have to think through, you have to get deeper than your default method of thinking, or you will find that you argue with people in order to be right. You're not arguing to find truth. And the problem with that is you might be able to create a sense of meaning in this one single argument, but over the long course, what you're going to find is that the pain teacher continues to show up in your life. And, you know, the thing about the pain teacher is it doesn't care. It's indifferent. So it will continue to show up as long as you're conceptualizing the world incorrectly. It will continue to deal you whatever amount of pain is necessary in order for you to think about things in a different way. And some people just don't, right? Some people just end up escaping life and they end up drinking and doing drugs and all this stuff because the pain teacher just keeps visiting them. And instead of it reconfiguring their life and the way that they're thinking about everything, they just continue to, they dive into the grooves of thought that they're already in. Right. And that's one of the reasons that we argue to be right, not for truth, because we want to defend our groove. So when you think about the fact that we evolve for meaning, you can also think about the fact that that's why you can see that people get really defensive and they have this visceral defensive reaction when you poke at some of their belief systems. Here's a way to think about this is evangelical Christians for the longest time, and some, of course, still find that they were very... People wanted to legalize same-sex marriage, and you could find that. I remember when I was younger, I remember seeing like people picketing and all this stuff, and I thought, you know, why do people care whether other people get married or not? Like, what does that even mean to them at all, right? Well, you have to understand that it's not about that one thing. They don't actually care what two people do, you know, in their own house. Maybe, of course, some people do, but like for the majority of people, what's actually happening is that they've conceptualized the world in a certain way, and so they have all of their beliefs like kind of stacked in up like a Jenga, like a set of Jenga. And so you start pulling at those. What they're afraid of is that their entire belief system's going to topple. Now, most of this exists unconsciously. People aren't consciously aware of the fact that their beliefs are set like that. But if you ever wonder why people get so attached, it's because they've attached their identity to their beliefs and they found meaning within those beliefs. And if you start pulling at them, and let's say that like the all of a sudden gay marriage gets legal, same sex gets legal like it did, and nothing actually happens. And it's like, well, that was a weird thing that you thought back there, right? It's like, okay, so now what else? What's the next Jenga thing that gets pulled, right? Now, I understand, even listening to this, you might have some kind of visceral reaction to it. That's okay. Just notice it. Ask yourself what's coming up for you. So, which leads me into my next point, which is not only do I not really care if you agree with me, part of me actually kind of hopes that you don't. And I'll tell you why. Because it's only when people disagree with us that we can fortify our own thoughts, right? One, it presents an opportunity for me to maybe evolve my thinking. So if you disagree with me and you present points that I've never heard, one, maybe I actually am missing the point, right? Maybe I've been trying to be right for so long that I haven't been trying to be true, or I haven't been trying to find truth. And so maybe it's actually important that I do find out what you mean with your opposition. Now, the second part of that, though, is if I don't agree with you, what it gives me an opportunity to do is to fortify my own thoughts and for me to think deeper around the things that are happening in my own life. And so then if I can listen to your argument and I can clearly articulate what your argument is, and I can build an Iron Man out of that argument, then I can use that to reinforce my own thoughts. And I can actually see, okay, so this is what you think. This is where the disparity is. This is where we're not connecting. And now I understand you better. And it's a lot easier for you and I to coexist in a world where we understand each other. When you stop short of that understanding, what you're left with is ignorance, right? That's when you're left in opposition. And that's why we have wars in the world. And that's why we have fights in the world. And that's why we have all of these disagreements. If you continue to raise your perspective, what you find is that things that you used to think were either or are actually both and, right? It's not this or that. It's actually, okay, so this is true. And I can see where you came to this. And here's where I disagree, right? And so what you find when you're raising your perspective, you're raising your perspective and you're beginning to understand what other people think, is that you're going to have more ease in the world. That's how you expand your own consciousness, right? And that gives you more ease to work through life. And what most people do, unfortunately, instead of that, is they just build a straw man out of their opponent and then they just knock it down. And you see this domestically in disputes all the time, right? It's like, I can remember for the longest time I would be like arguing with my girlfriend. Not my current girlfriend, but a less evolved version of me would be arguing with my girlfriend a few years back. And I would be right, and I would make her feel like shit. And I would think, okay, so she conceded that I'm right, and now she's hurting, and now I'm not really sure how it is that I got to this place where I'm hurting the person that I love. And that happens to us a lot when we're in these type of arguments, right? And so, one, that's why as a couple, it's always way more helpful to understand it's actually not you two versus each other, it's you two versus the problem, right? That puts your perspective in a place where you're actually looking for a solution that benefits both people. But in addition to that, also, like, hopefully you just don't want to make the people that you love feel like shit, right? Same thing with your friends. And look, what you find is you can have friends that have all of these different belief systems. As you realize that, man, the world's really missing a lot of positive discourse, but if we can learn to find it, then what we'll begin to understand is not only is our consciousness expanding, not only is our perspective rising, not only are we finding more ease in life, but man, you and I can disagree on the meaning of life, but I can still help you find meaning in life. But that's impossible if we're just gridlocked in disagreement, right? And so that's why it's so important to understand where the other person is coming from. And that's why it's so important not to build a straw man out of their argument. Otherwise, you're just two ships passing in the night. And when that happens, you don't see each other, right? You just go on your way. But I think that we can demand more of ourselves. And I think that the way that we evolve our thoughts is we first begin to realize that, well, we just have to come off of our self-righteous pedestal and realize that we don't have to be right, right? We can actually look for truth, but it does require us to go a little bit deeper than our default modes of thinking. It does require us to lay our egos down. You know, this might be something that a lot of people struggle with. For the longest time, I had trouble seeing eye to eye with my father, especially on, you know, things like religion and stuff like that. And, I remember one day he called me and we didn't talk that much. And then one day I decided, is this somebody that I want in my life or is it not? And this is something that I think a lot of people should, you know, we stay in our roles and it's like, I'm the kid and you're the parent. And as soon as we start talking, a lot of times they know exactly what buttons to push. And we end up like getting resentful of each other over time. And so one day I just asked myself, like, do I want this person in my life? And it's like, that was a clear yes for me. And so that's something to ask yourself is, do you want the people that you're constantly arguing with actually in your life? It's like, okay, great. And if you, because you're not obligated to, but if you decide that you do, the next thing you need to ask yourself is, great. So if I didn't have an ego, how would I talk to this person? And then instantly it came to me. It's like, oh, well, without an ego, I would actually just focus on the things that we agreed on. And then I would build our conversations out from that point. Because if you could build a Venn diagram between you and the person that you're arguing with, surely somewhere there's something that you agree on. And if you can start from that point, you can build your conversation out. And shit, you might find that there's a lot more that you agree on than not, but you had spent your time digging your heels in and focusing on those divisions. And man, how many people in our world are doing that? We're just cycling through the same arguments, trying to be right. But the reality is, like, we all have to exist in this weird place where there's like 7 billion different versions of us. And so we all have these different nuances. And sometimes our desire for clearly articulated outcomes, a clearly articulated answer, makes us want to create black and white arguments so that we think that it's actually understandable or easier to understand so that we can get to what we want to be right, right? But at the end of the day, there's so much nuance and so much complexity within each person and with their point of view that you got to kind of take the time to understand and sit with people and understand their nuances. And, you know, not only, again, does it help you connect with that person, but it also just helps you understand what you think about things. You know, that's why it's so important that our leadership don't surround themselves with yes men. And if you're a leader in your company or organization or whatever you do, you know, that's why it's important that you have a diverse group of people around you with all of the different nuances that you're likely to miss over, because our default method is not set up to think in success. So, you know, really I'm putting this out because I think we need more positive discourse in the world. I also think that it will help in your relationship. I think it'll help you at work. Understand you guys want the same thing. Find the commonalities, work out from there, and then you can work through the differences from a place that you actually both want to. And you realize, okay, great, we don't agree on the meaning of life, but you and I can both find meaning within this crazy thing that we call life. Anyway, I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.